We look forward to bringing you Robert A.G. Monks. He's a true capitalist, an insider, and America's best-known shareholder activist. In addition to being born into a rich and influential family, Mr. Monks has proven himself as a successful businessman and lawyer. He was appointed by Ronald Reagan to several influential government positions. Today, Mr. Monks is concerned that CEOs and the Business Roundtable have, as he says, hijacked the world's greatest wealth machine, putting democracy and the entire capitalist system at grave risk. In his latest book, Corpocracy, Mr. Monks says,
"What I was trying to do is to identify the current language with which we discuss issues of corporate power and political power in America today, and to try very carefully to suggest ways in which a legal vocabulary, an economic vocabulary, an ethical vocabulary are not really satisfactory in and of themselves to explain where we are. And you have to begin to try and see what actually is happening. And so out of this emerge sort of notions of the large corporation as a participant in political society. Well, that turns out to be the place you really have to begin, because for, what, something over 100 years, the Supreme Court has said that corporations are persons, and in the last
30... the Supreme Court didn't say it.
The Supreme Court, you're right. They continue to ratify the notes of the recorder of the opinion in 1886.
A former railroad lobbyist.
Yes, a former railroad lobbyist indeed, and apparently made some money out of it.
Big time.
I'm shocked.
But in recent times, in particularly the Bellotti case and the Buckley case, the applicability of the legal vocabulary is quite pervasive, because it ends up providing us with a society that has constitutionally guaranteed free speech rights in corporations. So there's no legal way really to restrict their involvement in our political life. This is the kind of example of, this is the getting the data. You have to know who the players are. You have to understand that everybody isn't in a nice, neat box, and that perhaps the informing language for a discussion of this kind is power. And a corporation is splendidly designed to permit the acquisition of wealth. And the way in which it does that is through the focus of power. And the existence in our society of artificial people with the kind of power that the largest corporations have quite clearly has fundamentally changed the polity. And I don't think that this is generally understood.
Robert A.G. Monks fills in huge gaps of what we do and do not understand about corpocracy's threat. Please join us.